Some people have arranged to freeze their dead bodies.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
At least 1,000 people have arranged to have their dead bodies frozen in liquid nitrogen, hoping science will one day find a way to make them live again. Sadly, that hope is not well-founded. Yet ever since people have been on Earth, God has offered us a better hope. At creation, God revealed that one day a Redeemer would come to reconcile us to God. Later, God gave Abraham hope. God promised to bless all the families on Earth through him. God chose Abraham's physical offspring to be the human family through which he would bless all people. God chose King David's family to be the kingly line for bringing his son into the world. When Jesus Christ arrived, he lived a perfect life, offered impeccable credentials that he was God in the flesh. Even though he created the world, he submitted himself to the indignities of a slave, died a cruel death at the hands of his own creatures. But he rose again from the dead and is alive today. He has assured us that one day he will return from heaven. He will give new bodies to all who accept him as their Savior. Our new bodies will never die. Based on this certain hope, Paul urges us to be strong, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our work for him is not in vain. With a hope like this, we don't need to freeze our bodies.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com